What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. And welcome back to 20 whatever. This episode is a game episode, which are always so much fun with you guys.
Yes.
And I am so excited because this is a game I have been pitching for a long time.
And we feel like now's the perfect time because it's close to Thanksgiving.
We're doing a Thanksgiving twist.
Oh, yes, on the game. Yes, okay.
Yes.
So we felt like it was appropriate.
Yeah. So this game, if you have never heard of it, is called Nuclear Winter. And the concept is essentially you're in a fallout shelter, right? There's an apocalypse going on. You have 10 spaces in your shelter. You're going to be locked inside with these people for who knows how long.
Right.
And you have 20 people, but only 10 spots. You have to decide who's going to make, you know, life better in this shelter. But you don't just choose general, usually it's professions in the typical version of this game, right? So maybe an architect, a doctor, right? You're like, we definitely want a doctor.
Right.
But then you also make a list of traits, things that could either be good or bad. So for example, a doctor, but they
are part of an improv group.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. So we will make the list. You make the list of traits separate from the list of people.
Gotcha.
They're randomly matched together.
Oh, God.
Okay.
And you have to decide who you're picking. But here's the twist.
More.
There's more. I was thinking about this idea in this game because it's so funny. And actually, I learned about this game through years and years ago, the Jenna and Julian podcast. Jenna Marbles would play this game with her boyfriend Julian, and it was hysterical.
Right.
Now, recently, there's been a trend on TikTok of people using the celebrity generator filter to try and make the most toxic dinner table.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
We're going to combine the two.
I like it.
For Thanksgiving.
Love it.
So we're going to play Nuclear Winter Thanksgiving Edition, in which we are going to draft. Well, I guess we have to decide. Are we trying to choose the best Thanksgiving group or like the just most drama-filled?
Drama-filled,
I feel
I want
like.
An entertaining night.
Well, listen, It's Thanksgiving and so much can happen on Thanksgiving.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So if I have to be there drunk, entertain me.
Right. Right. So we have to draft our 20-whatever Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We're going to do some celebrities as well as some like general, you know, people who would be at a Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Right.
We're going to write our traits.
An uncle.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Your cousin's toxic ex-boyfriend.
Right.
And tragic. Then we will be randomly matching those up and deciding who's invited to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I like it.
I like this a lot. This is going to be great.
I'm really glad you guys agreed to this because when I was like texting you guys about this idea, I was like, okay. And then you guys were like, we're in.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I was like, this sounds incredibly cracked. Send it.
Yeah. Sign me up. Yep. That's like the tagline of 20 whatever.
Yeah.
This is so weird and stupid. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Send it. Oh, geez.
And if you want to see us do more crazy, stupid things in the future and forever, make sure you subscribe. We're still trying to hit 100,000 subscribers, and it would mean so much to us if you hit that subscribe button, followed us on TikTok and Instagram. Go reminisce on our Halloween costumes. I know what's past, but
we're still thinking about it.
We love it so much. But yeah, make sure you subscribe.
And I hope that this week is a great time with you and your loved ones if you celebrate. And I'm hoping that this episode can bring just like some lightheartedness and some laughter, because we know that sometimes around Thanksgiving it gets a little tense around the table. So LOL while we make our table very chaotic, and yes, hope your table is not as chaotic.
Yes. And last year we did an episode kind of around Thanksgiving and the navigating that time with family, especially around like body image, mm-hmm, and food. That episode was one of, I think, my favorites that we've done. It like hit really close to home for me. So we'll link that in the description if you are wanting something a little more on the serious side.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This week.
Yeah,
yes.
That was a really good episode, actually. I do remember that one, and that one kind of like,
I know,
tugged on some heartstrings. So definitely, if you're looking for some of that Thanksgiving content, go watch that.
Yes.
No tugging on heartstrings here.
No, no. This year we are getting wild, laughing. Ladies. Yeah.
All right. So Jess is going to be writing these down for us on our sticky notes. And then after we come up with our 20 names and 20, I guess, variables, it would be?
Sure, yes.
Yeah, things that are going to change who the person is. Mm-hmm. We will be randomly matching them up. So should we start with the people?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Immediately, Trisha Paytas.
Oh!
Yeah.
Holy... Oh. But wait a second. If Trisha Paytas is invited, I am so sorry to everyone else.
It doesn't
really
matter the variables. Yeah. Just Trisha Paytas, period.
That's going to be entertaining.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Holy, that is... I really wish she was at my Thanksgiving table. Oh yeah. My God, that's such a good one. Write that one down, Jessica. Who would you have, Jessica?
I gotta say Taylor Swift. Can we invite Taylor Swift?
Taylor can come.
Fine.
Taylor can come.
Fine, fine.
I also would like Ms. Renee Rapp at the table.
Yeah.
Please. That would be nice.
Yes.
So we have Taylor, Renee, and Trisha.
Yes. Yes. Obviously, we're going to invite Megan Thee Stallion. I hate to say it. I mean, I love to say it. It's Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Question. Are we trying to invite any sort of chef celebrity so they can help with the cooking?
Oh, there you go.
Well, now you're thinking.
That could also be like a qualifier of when we're doing the variables, like, and... Mm. Has their dish cooked by a celebrity chef.
Right.
Mm. I like that.
I like that too.
How about Mr. Mosby?
Oh.
Because I can imagine if a fight breaks out, like him trying to like referee it like he does with
Zach and Cody. Totally.
Oh. Like imagine him and Trisha like.
Right.
I can't.
Getting into it. Yeah, totally. Totally.
To do this, I like literally just like Googled popular celebrities to see like what would get me going, and let me tell you, the first on list is like Albert Einstein, Barack Obama,
Kenny Ortega.
Oh my gosh, get Kenny in there.
We should put your musician, your magician favorite as a child. Yeah, Chris Angel.
Three more non-personal.
Okay.
I feel like we need some more toxic ones in there, or at least just like,
oh,
ones who will stir the pot.
Drake.
Okay, Drake can come.
How about Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh. Trisha and Tragic. Ellen could not get to, they would not get along. It would be a mess, right?
Mr. Mosby's gonna break
it. Yeah, we got Mr. Mosby. It's fine. It's fine. He'll handle it all.
Does that mean one more?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One more,
P. Oh, no. You can't think of any celebrity?
I have so many.
Say one.
Well, I was thinking of Shakira.
Ooh.
Okay. There you go.
She could entertain us a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
With either the hips or the music, I don't know.
Right.
Okay, so we need now our 10 family-related people. I feel like the easiest one right off the bat, the boomer uncle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
The boomer uncle.
Your stoner cousin.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God. That is
necessary. You're going to go for a walk?
Yep. Dude. Okay. Quick story time. I remember the first time I went for a walk with my cousin. And I was like, oh my God.
This is what going on a walk is.
Like, this is what was happening when all my older cousins were going on walks.
Mm-hmm, right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I'm the older cousin now. I love it here.
Hey, kids, anyone want to go for a walk?
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna go take the dog on a walk. Go that's take my the trash favorite out. Yeah. Dog.
Yeah.
The stoner cousin's a good one.
Honestly, I want the auntie. Like, the really chill auntie.
The
like,
cool aunt.
Cool aunt. Yeah. Yeah. She showed up with a bunch of gifts, a bottle already.
Right.
Finished and in hand.
Right. Okay, drunk auntie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That okay. auntie. How about that? Yeah. Yeah. That auntie. Yeah.
I wrote your chill / cool / drunk auntie.
Yes. Perfect.
You know her.
Right. We all have one.
How about, like, that random guy who, like, isn't related, but is, like, a friend of, like, your dad or your uncle or something?
Right.
You know, yes. I feel like every or family like, has one.
He's, like, the neighbor who, like, spends, like, all the holidays alone.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, around,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So, do we want to say, like, the neighbor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The neighbor.
Yeah, the neighbor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's, like, your auntie's, like, ex-husband, but, like, has been around forever. So just like doesn't know that like this is probably like inappropriate now, but is like still calls your grandma like mom, even though like that's
he's not like really part of the family, but he is part of the family.
Yeah. What so what would we call him?
Like was once in the family and then still
you're not uncle.
Yeah,
you're not uncle.
Honey, he's like not that your uncle. Too because that also qualifies with like the family friend who you're like you call uncle growing up and then you're like you're not my
you're
uncle.
Not my uncle. Yeah. Yes.
The not uncle.
Love that.
I think I said this as my example explaining the game. Your cousin's toxic ex.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
I want them there.
Necessary.
Who's probably showing, like, uninvited, like, showing up midway through dinner.
Oh, yeah. And is there a way that we can invite someone? I'm like, I don't know their title, but, like, the person that was not invited, but, like, just ended up there. Like, sometimes at these Thanksgiving...
The cousin?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, maybe that's one of our qualifiers. Maybe, like, who wasn't invited and showed up
wasn't invited.
Through.
I like
that. Yeah, maybe that's it.
That's a variable.
Yeah, that's a variable.
Okay. I feel like if that would be, like, a walk-in. They were just like, well...
Yeah, like, you know, like, wedding crashers? Like, there are some people that truly just be like, oh, what's up?
Yeah. One, what if it's, like, Taylor Swift who ends up like that? Like,
please,
come in.
Right.
Your grandma.
Grandma.
Yes.
Your grandma.
What about the cool cousin that you're tight with?
Is like, that
is that the stoner cousin, right?
Oh. Not always.
No, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm just thinking of another ally.
Depending on if this is your, like, if this is your mom's side of the family, your dad's new wife.
Not the new bride.
Stir the pot.
Yeah. Are we allowed to add like animals, pets?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we throw in?
I like that.
Can we throw in the dog? That's obviously the center of attention.
How about the crusty old dog?
The crusty
white dog. That's who's like, on its last leg.
I was gonna say on its way to death.
Yes.
But hanging
who every
on.
Thanksgiving they're like it's probably you know
Coco's last.
Always Coco.
It always,
always Coco.
It's probably Coco's last year, and they've been saying that for 7 years.
Yes.
Damn.
Poor Coco.
I wrote crusty white little dog, parentheses, near death.
Yep.
On its last Thanksgiving.
Literally.
One
last
more.
Last one. Okay, let this be really good.
Why is my brain like, how about like grilled cheeses? Because that's from the Roman Empire episode.
I have one.
Yeah.
You're definitely not gay boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Have you guys seen those TikToks of that one gentleman? I think his name's Eric or Alex. And he's standing there with his arms crossed.
Yes.
And he just has like these guest appearances from people in his life and other like funny people. And they'll be like, he can't be gay. We held hands for like 10 minutes and it's over and over.
He's not even gay. He just wears his hair like that because he likes it. And he's in the background like,
yeah.
I'm so glad that's on everyone else's for you.
I do like that he also was breaking on the laughs. Like he's like,
yes.
I love it. Okay. So we have our names. Mm-hmm. Now we need our qualifiers.
Okay.
The first one that I thought of when I was texting you guys about this idea is who talks exclusively through a puppet like Rex from Victorious.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, why does she think
so specific, but
I was like, Right.
I was like, outlandish, write it down.
Absolutely.
I thought of that and I was like, this is good. We should do this.
I like that
one.
Yes. Uses a puppet to chit chat.
Yes.
Shows up, was not invited. Mm-hmm. Simply was not invited.
Honestly, probably tried to intentionally keep from letting this person know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, we wanted them to not know that we were getting together.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be homophobic. It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm so sorry.
Is it just one word? Is who is homophobic?
Who is homophobic? Who's the... Yeah. Yes. Who is it? Because it's somebody.
All right. Trisha's like, it's Ellen.
Is what would happen. Who believes the earth is flat and wants to debate you on it?
Oh my
Write
God.
Write it down.
Yeah. God. The person whose prayer is 35 minutes
long. That's so good.
There's always somebody. And we're like, everyone's tummies are grumbling. We're like trying to eat. We've also starved ourselves until 6 p.m.
We thank you for this day. We thank you for this food. We thank that Joshua graduated. And
we're like,
that
oh my God.
He got his master's in kinesiology. And it keeps going and going. And you're like,
I need to eat.
We don't have to do another prayer one, but also the one whose prayer is like low-key shady. And they're
yes.
And we pray that Rebecca, who is on her seventh husband, can finally find happiness. And you're like, was that really necessary?
That was shade.
You're like opening your eye like.
Yeah, dude, whenever my fave, this is like a, what is that called? This is a moment between two people when somebody's praying and it's just like a long ass prayer or it's like shady and you open your eye and you catch somebody else with their eye open and you're just like,
that is such a
you
moment.
You know what I mean? That's a moment.
Oh, fuck. And I love when it's someone who you wouldn't expect, the person who you would expect whose eyes are closed and who's fully in it.
And you're like looking and
it's always
meemaw,
like.
Yeah.
Honestly, I always catch my mom.
I was gonna say, I catch my dad.
And we're like, oop, oop.
And my dad always has the same look, where he's like,
oop. Yep.
Oh my God, I'm the one that gives prayer for Thanksgiving. They're talking about me! As I'm doing the math, I'm like, oh yeah, fuck, that's me.
That's me.
Okay, should we throw in a couple positive ones so it's like if someone bad gets it, we're like, how do we want them there?
Right.
How about who brings everyone $1,000?
Absolutely.
Love it.
Love that.
Love it.
Whoever's a professional, like chef.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, is a professional
and
chef.
And is a professional chef.
And is a professional chef. And can't, maybe the trait for this person is, and can't help but singing Wonderwall once they've had enough wine.
The performer.
Yeah. Well, we'll see who gets it. We'll see.
Who is performing Wonderwall on loops?
Yeah, I love it. Anyways, here's and you're Wonder. Like, oh my like, God. And you're in the backyard and we have no
and
escape.
And everybody's just vibing. It's mm-hmm. sexual vibes.
Do you know how people do that? Like, usually it's with a guitar.
Yeah.
So in high school, my older brother took up the harmonica.
Oh, worse.
Yep. Imagine. Not just like, okay, anyway, here's Wonderwall. Anyway, here's Wonderwall. I don't know why I'm doing piano,
but that's
man.
Funny, but that's funny, though. That's funny. Comedic. That's comedic. He's like, anyways.
Literally.
That's funny.
I remember one time we got in a huge fight because I was trying to practice for an audition, and he was upstairs because this is when we were, I think it was in late high school when this happened, and he was upstairs just, God, blowing on his harmonica for like hours on end. And I come out of my room, I start yelling at him, and I'm like, yeah, blah, blah, and he's yelling at me. It was the biggest fight because of his stupid. I was like, I'm gonna shove the harmonica down your throat. Right. Okay, how about who brings up that they went to Harvard every 5 minutes?
Yep.
Oh man. Yep.
Oh no, or someone maybe honestly that they went abroad. You know, you're like, oh, did you go abroad?
Right.
How about who talks in a fake accent because they studied abroad?
Yes. Oh my God, yes, that's
yes,
it.
That one. That's I like one. That.
This is unrelated, so but my little sister likes asking all of our family members where they were when Chernobyl happened because like they were all alive. Sorry, the brings up Harvard goes abroad
so
thing
funny.
Made me think of it.
So, do you remember where you were when Chernobyl happened?
Can that be a personality trait for
right.
someone? They just like ask.
When did JFK get assassinated? It's like that. Yeah, like my right. girl was like, oh my God, I remember JFK. I'm like, I don't remember JFK. I wasn't alive,
simply do not.
So. My mother-in-law said something like that about like, oh, and of course that I remember that because that's when Princess Diana died. And
right.
I was like, oh, I wasn't alive.
Yeah.
So I don't know when Princess Diana died off my head, but
right.
for people who were alive
there,
and watching the news coverage.
Do you
know,
guys remember where you were when Michael Jackson died?
I do.
Yes, I read it on MySpace. I do. Up in my, or on the family computer.
Of course. Computer, right? Of course. Were we on January 6th?
Is there a prompt there with that?
Yes. Yes.
Who was at the insurrection?
Who was at the, yes. Who's at the, yep.
Is that too much?
No, I like that. Because I want to know who's asking it. It's Trisha. I hope. She's like, where were you on January 6th? Yeah.
No, but it was
but
who
was
there.
Oh, God.
On a less serious note, how about someone who farts a lot, but they take ownership of it?
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Okay.
I like
so they're like, I'm just excuse so me. Grassy. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
I'm so sorry.
You know, still me.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make the smell any worse or the experience worse, but at least they're not like, oh, was that you?
Whoa. And they claim
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I could get behind that.
And you know what? Respect.
Well, I don't want to get behind it.
Or around it.
Okay, okay. Who constantly asks if you've seen that TikTok? Oh. And that's like at me, because I do that all the time.
Me too.
Yeah, I feel that.
I totally did that too. Did you see that
oh
one?
Oh my god, have you seen that one TikTok?
Oh my god, it goes like, and then I explain it, and then it's poorly
and then
explained.
It's poor. And then you try to actually, find it. And
yeah,
then
you've
can't.
All been here for that.
That happened to me tomorrow. Yesterday. That happened to me tomorrow. It probably will. I hope that you know this, but I fear that you don't, because Jaden didn't, Ryan didn't, Rachel didn't.
Okay, give it to me.
The Dear Hannah prep girls, where they walk up and they go, oh my god, it's so preppy in here.
No.
Damn. I won't explain it, but please make me feel seen in the comments if you know. Just say, oh my god, it's so preppy in here.
Oh my god, it's so preppy in here. I will literally look it up after this, so I know what's going on. Did you hear about this too? And you were like, oh, I don't know.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
Jaden said something like, oh, it's so cute in there. I was like, oh my god, it's so preppy in here. And they were all like, yeah. Okay. And I was like, you know, from like the TikTok.
Right, and we were like, no. And then she proceeded to explain it all. And we were like, we don't know.
Yeah. I feel that in my body.
It like hurts a bit. Because you does. Just like, because you also hope that like in explaining it, they'll be like, oh,
yes.
But like if they don't, you just keep explaining it.
And I thought this was like so viral that it was, I thought this was like the Roman Empire thing.
Right.
We're like, everyone's seeing it. Apparently not.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea.
But our mics just picked that up, so I know I will get that. FYP soon.
I know. I'm like, did you get that?
Oh, you know what you said in the explanation was, it is in an improv group.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Ugh.
Or maybe wants everyone to play an improv game.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Worse. Invites everyone to the improv matches. Yes. And there's many. There's every weekend. You should come to my improv game.
Poor improv people.
I know.
And I wanted to start improv.
You should.
I'm inviting Ryan front row to my improv class. Hey, girl, want to come see my showcase?
I don't know what it is. And I don't have a problem with improv itself. I don't enjoy doing it. It's like so stressful to me. But like, what's with the improvers? What is that tea?
Well, it's like the theater kid of theater kids.
That's what it is. It's just extra nerd.
Theater kid. Yeah, and it's super just like corny and weird and like very just like oddball like vibes. And because you're like, what are you doing? They're just like squawking randomly. And so you're like, there's no really explanation for it. And you don't like that kind
of
stuff.
That's how TV perceives theater kids. When like in reality, those are the improv kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know when they like show a group of theater kids and they're like on the ground? Like,
yeah.
Or they're like pretending to be animals. I'm like, those are improv people. Those mm-hmm. aren't theater people.
Yeah. Although I will say sometimes improv people like really only bring out that improvness when they're like on stage. Mm-hmm. Like they don't live it, you know?
Right.
I was recently so surprised because my cousin got married a couple months ago. You know, I know her fiance, now husband. I thought I knew what he was about, you know, mm-hmm. got a good read on him.
Right.
And then we're at the rehearsal dinner and he's, you know, they call up everyone and they say a little thing about them and mm-hmm. give them their gift. And he calls up someone and he's like, we've been best friends since we were on improv team together, and like starts telling these like crazy stories from their improv team. And the groomsman is like, yeah. And he, the fiance, was the captain and he was this and that. And I'm like, you were in improv?
Right.
I feel like I know so much more about you now. Right. But I would never have guessed.
Yeah.
Really?
Just like a normal guy.
Wow.
Wouldn't literally never have guessed. Wow. And then I started asking all the groomsmen, because like a bunch of them were from improv. Tell me everything.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to know.
Right.
So I think sometimes, you know, the improvers, they can be a little more, reserved. Can you do improv and not be an improv person?
Nice. So yes, I was on a competing improv team for 3 years.
Slay.
Not competing.
And I hated every second of it.
Oh, wow.
Well, because improv is a lot of like listening and reciprocating, and we had a mostly male team. And it was a lot of them, not all of them, not listening, and it made the experience really unenjoyable, especially when we were like competing.
Right.
But improvers at an improv thing, like that's the place to do it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of like giving and taking, and I think the most like the more mild end of the spectrum is like you guys even riffing off of each other. So one of you will say one thing and the other goes, I have an idea, mm-hmm. says the next thing and the other. And it's that like crescendo of funny that you guys get to.
Yeah.
That I think improv people are chasing when they do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So like I get it. I don't enjoy improv.
But you get it.
But like I get why people do it.
Right. Totally. I like doing improv.
We are super good at improv. Like the three of us, like that's truth. And that's why when Ryan's like, I hate improvers or something like that, I'm like, you're so good at improv. Like she is the best to think on her feet. So and that's what improv is just making shit out of nothing. So I'm like, oh my god, we're at the store, and you're like, oh my gosh, what store are we going to? Like it's just on and on and on, and you and I can forever. And that's why I'm do you hate improv? I know. I'm like,
yes and.
And that's
yes
what,
and, yeah.
So
I'm maybe gonna I just don't like structure. Just don't tell me what to do.
Sometimes they literally just put you on stage and they're like, you're at a mall, go.
No, I get it.
So. how did we get here?
I don't know.
Prompts.
Yes.
Inviting you to my improv games.
Yes, that was one.
Yes.
Good.
Okay, I have one.
Yes.
Who wants to fight with your grandma?
Yes.
Oh, you.
It's me.
Imagine it's Trisha.
Imagine she it's does. Grandma. Grandma who wants to fight with grandma.
Oh.
Dude, would love to see two grandmas fighting.
Yeah. She's looking at herself in the mirror. Listen here.
Yeah. Hey, you.
It's like the dogs who don't know it's themselves.
I have one.
Okay, yes. Jess.
Won't stop asking people to subscribe to their YouTube channel.
I love it.
I also love it. I don't know how I would exactly say this, but it's definitely a man, some man. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter, but someone who tries to make everything a lesson.
Just mansplains everything.
Yeah.
Like they're like, hey, I made this turkey and blah, blah. He's like what she meant to say was. That
turkey back in the day was this, and you're like, bro, can we just have a moment?
About who turns everything into like a Full House style lesson? You know, at the end when like the music plays and Danny sits them down and he's like, well, Michelle,
well, girls,
didn't you learn that? Mm-hmm. It's not good to steal.
Right. Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Maybe we end it with two positive ones since I feel like we've had
we've had a lot of
I was going to say someone who just like randomly starts barking.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Okay, yeah, we could do that.
Just how about who thinks they're a dog?
Yeah, done.
Period.
I love it, and I hope the dog doesn't get it.
Oh, yeah. Dog that thinks they're a dog.
Well, I said positive ones, but the one I just thought of on the same lines is that. Who wants to play the penis game?
Yeah.
Penis.
Yeah.
Penis.
The positivity is going to have to just be the people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and also just who's not the worst?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The dog.
The dog.
The dog was there on January 6th.
Oh, my God. Okay, Jess. You want to draft our 20 competitors? For the 10 slots at Thanksgiving dinner?
God.
No, I'm scared, but let's do it.
I'm also scared.
Mr. Mosby.
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go.
The biggest one. This is the big one.
We drew Mr. Mosby, and whose prayer is 35 minutes long.
Oh, honestly, it checks out.
Yeah, I can see that.
He's thanking everyone at the hotel.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's thanking Carrie for probably having her boys like not in the lobby.
Yeah. And thanks for sending them to their dads for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And he's like, and I just want to say one more thing. You know how we always did the little head thing?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I like that. Thank God, because I was really worried about
him. I know, I was worried about him.
All right. Next is Renee Rapp, and she brings everyone $1,000.
Oh, yeah!
She does.
Of course she does.
Oh my God. All right, one spot is taken.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're not uncle, and he talks exclusively through a puppet like Rex.
Oh God. So not only are you not family, you're also doing the most.
Great.
Why does that kind of work?
Check out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh my God.
It is that person doing that.
Totally. Right.
Taylor Swift.
I'm going to scream.
Fakes an accent because they studied abroad.
But she fakes an accent because she dated a man with an accent.
That's funny, too, because she did fake an accent for, like, the first couple years of her career. She had a fake country accent.
She's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God. That's right. The really country Taylor, right? Yeah. There's clips of her.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. She was really trying to get
you guys,
in the scene.
So far, these are all
checking out.
That is so funny.
I'm Taylor Swift. Girl.
No. Okay, I'm going to look that up. That's so funny.
It'll end up on TikTok.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay.
Sings everything. We are blessed.
Yes!
Perfect. I hope she's twerking as well. I hope.
That's on the beans, greens, tomatoes.
Totally.
Oh my.
So far,
these are like,
I'm happy with this Thanksgiving.
Me too.
Well, I guess we have to pick 10. That's going to be the hard part,
right,
too.
Oh, right, right. This is so good.
Okay, Drake brings up that they went to Harvard.
Yes, yeah, he did. Yes, he did. Absolutely. Pretty Boy did.
Drake, yeah, absolutely.
Every 5 seconds.
In every song. When I went to Harvard, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, but I started from the bottom, you know?
Right.
Harvard.
And
Harvard.
From the bottom in the six in Canada.
And Degrassi.
Oh my God, and Degrassi.
I don't know how this would work. Crusty white little dog, parentheses near death, tries to make everything a lesson, house style, mansplaining. Is that how dogs?
Yeah. No. That's how Blue's Clues goes.
You're like, Coco's so drunk, look at him.
He's got the paw.
Why does it always gotta come back to Blue's Clues?
I know, I don't know, bro.
Because that is my Roman Empire as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Ellen thinks they're a dog.
Okay, yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She needs a new thing. The show ended and she's like, I'm a dog now.
I'm a dog now.
She shows
I'm going to be free.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
Chris Angel.
This is worrisome. He could be have been there on the 6th.
He's a professional chef.
Oh.
He's making magic in the kitchen.
Yes, he is.
Chef too.
Oh my God. He can stay.
Oh, he can come. He's invited.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Shakira.
Oh, my period. God.
This is a good one, too.
No!
No! Was she there?
No!
She was there.
She was
there.
No!
Shakira!
Not the Latin community!
Shakira, I'm sorry. We know you weren't there.
Shakira, por favor, no. Oh, my God. No me digas. No, no, no.
The neighbor.
They would have been.
Shows up, was not invited.
Yeah, right.
The neighbor was like looking over the fence.
The neighbor saw the lights on and heard the music and was like, well, just pop on over. Yeah.
They stopped by and like, oh, hey, oh, I see you're having people. I brought a quiche.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, well, I was just stopping by to bring the extension cord I borrowed 6 months ago, but I guess while I'm here.
I happen to be in the neighborhood. And they're like, John, you live next
across
door.
The street.
John.
King Kenny Ortega.
King. Oh, God.
Wants to play the penis game.
I love him.
He can stay.
He can stay.
He is so staying.
Absolutely.
Of course he wants to play the penis game.
Yeah.
Right.
Duh. He's like, you guys want to play it?
We're
like,
yeah. That's and my also favorite sing Start Something New.
Right.
Well,
right.
It.
Take it away.
Take it away, Kenny.
It's the start penis of something new.
Penis.
Your stoner cousin believes the earth is flat and wants to debate you on it.
Well, of course. They don't
and
know
honestly,
what's going
then
on.
It's okay because you're
right.
Just like,
you're like, oh, you're high, bro.
I'm like,
chill.
Tea.
Yeah, I'm like, tell me more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it depends. Did I go on the walk with them or not?
Okay, right.
Because I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Whoa, you're right. That is flat.
Your boomer uncle who wants to fight your grandma.
Uninvited.
Yeah, because grandma's a liberal.
She's like, I think women should be allowed to vote.
And he's like,
he's like, put him up, put him up.
You're totally not gay boyfriend. Oh, farts a lot, but takes ownership.
Oh.
Like, oh.
Sorry, guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Ew.
Ew. Oh, my. Ew, David.
Your grandma, who constantly asks, if you saw that one TikTok,
not my grandma on TikTok. Aww, I do like that though.
Granny sending
me
TikToks.
I get really excited when I see like old people like have their own TikToks and like make TikToks.
Yes.
I'm like, period.
Have you seen that cute couple that like records themselves to send to their grandchildren, but now they're uploading on a TikTok? They're like, hey guys, we're here on the cruise. We're going to get dressed for a blah, blah.
No.
Like, yeah, and they're the cutest shit. And now the internet's like, well, they're our grandparents now.
Yeah. Oh, I also love the old gays.
Yes. Oh, I love the old gays.
It's so funny. I saw them at VidCon. Kenzie and I, you know, we talked to them. We said, you know, oh, we love your stuff. And then we were sitting a couple rows behind them on the bus. And someone else walked up and said, oh, my gosh, it's the old gays. And one of them was like, what did you just call me?
Right.
And then the person like froze. They're like, nah, right. I'm just kidding. It's us.
Oh, my God. I love that.
No. So that's cute. Giving RuPaul. Drag queen.
Right.
A drag queen.
Yep.
That. And his eyes just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Oh no.
Your chill, cool, drunk auntie who is homophobic.
No.
She is not an ally.
Oh. And that's the worst, too, because then when she starts drinking,
it's like really bad.
Yeah.
No.
And you know she's like giving eyes and talking mean to the not gay boyfriend.
And he's just farting, and but he can't farting. Help it.
She's like,
giving him ammo. Yeah. Yeah.
Your cousin's toxic ex invites everyone to improv class.
Well, that's why. That's what makes him toxic. Yeah.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem.
Your dad's new wife sings Wonderwall on loop. Wonderwall.
That's why we hate her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's just trying to impress your dad.
Yeah, right, right.
She's and the kids love this song.
The dad's like, she's like, you're doing so great, honey. Isn't she great? I bought her the lessons.
Oh, Pamela, keep it up.
I bought her the lessons. You're doing so good.
Yeah. I'm like kind of disappointed in this one.
No.
But it's good. Trisha Paytas won't stop asking people to subscribe to their YouTube channel.
That's why she's got a millions of subscribers.
Because she's asking at every family function.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
All right, so is that all of them?
That is all of them.
All right, which ones are for sure yeses, for sure nos?
For sure yes is Chris Angel as the chef. Chef.
And Renee Rapp bringing $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Did I ever learn to read? Yes.
Mr. Mosby gave the long prayer, huh? Okay, well, we can keep him there on the side, potentially. We might need him.
Yeah.
Homophobic aunt, drunk aunt has
I'm
to go.
I'm so sorry.
Drunk aunt, homophobic aunt. Gotta go. Yep.
Drunk and homophobic? Pick one. And
pick
then
a
maybe
struggle.
You can say.
Pick a struggle.
All right. What about Megan Thee Stallion?
Oh, she's our entertainment.
Yeah, we're good. Yep.
She's there. She's singing.
Yes.
Ellen, who thinks they're a dog.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think Ellen can go.
Yeah, I'm not.
I just don't want to deal with her. And she's going to start barking all the time. Like, what are we doing? Yeah. Like, and she's going to be acting. Yeah. Ellen, you've done too much. Bye.
Yeah. Honestly, and I hate to say it, but Shakira's got to go, bro. Yeah. Period. No.
I'm really sad it's Shakira.
I know.
I was going to say, I was like, oh, the Latina Blaze.
I know.
Oh, damn it.
Your stoner cousin who believes the earth is flat and wants to debate you about
it. He is bringing the weed, though.
I kind of think we put him in the maybe pile. Right. Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, maybe, yeah. It depends on how... If this table is getting more cracked by the second, I might need to go for a walk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We might need him.
We might need him.
Yeah.
Question, did we put King Kenny already on the list?
No, we haven't moved.
Who's playing the penis game?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
He's totally coming. Mm-hmm.
All right, where do we end up with Mr. Mosby again?
Maybe.
Because
with this table, we might need some prayer.
True. So,
you know.
Your boomer uncle who wants to fight your grandma.
No, he's got to go. I'm sorry.
What is the grandma doing?
Oh,
again?
Yeah. What's the grandma's thing
again? Is she problematic?
Grandma just wants to show you some TikTok.
Oh, no.
Get rid of the uncle.
Get rid of the uncle.
And grandma can come because she's trying to be hip and stay with TikTok. Don't you think we could keep her?
Maybe.
She feels like less problematic. Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Trisha Paytas, who won't stop asking people to subscribe to
Trisha's coming.
I like need Trisha.
Let's bring her.
She's doing actual food ASMR for Ryan.
Right.
Yes.
Because we should have done one of someone who's filming a mukbang while they're eating Thanksgiving.
Oh, that would have been so good.
That would have been so good.
That's a good one.
The neighbor who shows up and was not invited.
How many are we allowed to get rid of?
We can only pick 10, half.
Yeah. Oh.
So I think he's got
to
go.
I feel like he can go, yeah. He wasn't bringing anything to the table.
Like, I'd rather have Mr. Mosby in his long prayer.
T.
Yes, agree. So at least he was invited.
Yeah.
Your cousin's toxic ex who invites everyone to improv.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You got to go.
I don't want it.
Your not uncle who exclusively talks through a puppet like Rex from Victorious.
I'm going to say maybe.
I kind of want to see it.
We'll put him in maybe.
Yeah, okay. I definitely don't want to throw him out.
Yeah, don't
throw him out. He's in the running.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, that's kind of funny.
I mean, I kind of liked Rex.
Yeah, Rex was one of the best
in Victorious.
Characters.
I thought he was funny.
Yeah. It makes me think also of from the musical Freaky Friday when the little boy is super into the puppet. Mm-hmm. I just think of that and I'm like, yeah.
It's like kind of funny. Yeah. Like, I guess it could be annoying if we're like,
but it could be a shtick too.
Yeah.
What if the puppet's hysterical?
Like Rex.
Right. Yeah.
You're totally not gay boyfriend, but he farts a lot, but takes ownership.
Maybe.
I kind of feel bad for him, but like, is that a reason to invite him to Thanksgiving?
Because he will gas.
I know he's gonna gas.
The whole table.
We're eating.
Yeah, and if he has tummy troubles, maybe he doesn't even want to be there.
Yeah,
like stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Stay home.
It's okay. You can work that out in your bed,
and it's not because you're gay.
No,
it's just because of your ass.
You were gay when I uninvited you.
You were gay when I invited you.
He's totally not gay.
That's right. I forgot.
Right.
So you can
and
be
it's
like,
not because you're straight.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not because you're straight. It's just because you're a little gassy.
So you have people who are full of hot air. Your dad's new wife who sings Wonderwall on loop.
Kick her out.
She's gotta go.
Yeah, she's gotta go.
All right, Drake. who brings up they went to Harvard at every opportunity.
I don't know. Seeing Drake there might be interesting.
I know. See, and I mean, just, I know.
Like,
and maybe him and Megan will collab, and then maybe we'll get a song or something.
I do. You like know. That.
I think we should put him
maybe.
In maybe.
Okay.
He's maybe. Not. He's not the worst. He's not the worst. Yeah.
Taylor Swift, who fakes an accent because they studied abroad once.
That'd be a long night.
Look, I know it's gonna be annoying, but can we at least put her in the maybe?
Yes. Okay. Of course. Of course.
Okay. Okay. So we've got 5 spots left.
Yes.
Who's our maybes?
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Accent, studied abroad. Drake brings up they went to Harvard at every opportunity. Your grandma, who asks if you saw that one TikTok. Mr. Mosby, whose prayer is 35 minutes long. Your stoner cousin who believes the earth is flat and wants to debate you on it. Crusty white little dog near death tries to make everything a lesson and mansplains to you. Aww. Your not uncle, who talks exclusively through a puppet like Rex from Victorious.
We've got 7 there. Seven. So we only have to get rid of 2.
Okay.
I think for sure we should bring the not uncle with the puppet.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's put him in the yes pile.
Yes.
I think we maybe could let the dog that's trying to explain so much, because he might be working too much. And I am just worried.
We should let go of him.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I didn't mean put him down, Sierra. we should let go of him.
We should say our goodbyes.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
I mean, yeah.
In comparison, yeah.
And also, we don't even know what he's saying.
Yeah. And he's just going on and going on. And he's old and just.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's so earnest. Yeah. You know?
And you're like, is he okay? I don't know.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think he's got
to go. I think he's got to go. Let go.
I think we should keep Mr. Mosby.
I think so.
I agree.
It's okay that it's a 35-minute prayer because it's from Mr. Mosby.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I keep Taylor Swift. I don't. It's fine.
From you,
Taylor can come
to me. Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
thanks for that.
Yes, we can keep Taylor. I feel like she has a lot. She has a lot of interesting stories, and she can tell us in whatever accent she chooses.
Yeah. Me, girl, I have so much to ask.
Right.
And first, the accent.
Right.
I want to keep the stoner cousin.
Yeah.
I also want to keep the stoner cousin.
Claim
necessary.
But. Also, we do have to get rid of one. And I kind of want to keep grandma. You know, I feel like grandma's an important part of Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You know, if she's around and she's able to come.
Yes.
And all she's doing is showing you TikTok.
Yeah.
She's trying to be hip with the kids.
Yes.
And the boomer uncle wants to fight her, so she can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Right.
She's clearly, obviously, on TikTok, educating herself, being like, excuse me, and that's why he wants to fight her. Because she's like, have you seen this TikTok? And it's super woke, and he's not ready for it.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, let's bring grandma.
Okay, exactly. That means we're saying goodbye to Drake, who won't shut up about Harvard.
That's
all right,
fine.
That's all fair.
All right. Fair. Okay, so read us our final breakdown.
All right, so your grandma, who constantly asks if you saw that one TikTok, Mr. Mosby, whose prayer is 35 minutes long, mm-hmm. your stoner cousin who believes the earth is flat and wants to debate you on it, your not uncle who talks exclusively through a puppet like Rex from Victorious, Meg the Stallion, who sings everything, thank God,
right,
King Kenny Ortega, who wants to play the penis game,
my man,
that's all he wants to do.
My man,
can we put him next to the stoner cousin?
Yes.
And
yes.
I think Mr. Mosby needs to be head of the table.
Agree. And grandma should probably sit next to him too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For some order, you know.
Also hold, she's just holding his hand for the 35 minute
break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, she's scrolling through TikTok. Scrolling,
yeah.
Renee Rapp, who brings everyone $1,000.
Yeah, period.
Trisha Paytas, who won't stop asking people to subscribe to her YouTube channel.
Necessary.
Chris Angel, who is a professional chef. Mm. He'll be sitting on Paloma's lap.
Yep.
Taylor Swift, who fakes an accent because they studied abroad.
All right.
Wow. That's a really good bunch.
Nice. And then us.
Wow. All 4 of us. Well, thanks for playing this game, you guys.
Oh my God, of course. We were saying during our break, I'm like, we need to play this with the whole team.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be so good.
I'm super glad that we did this and put a little, like, Thanksgiving spin on it. This is really fun.
Yeah.
And we should definitely do this again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally. Well, you know what we should do to kind of tie together the Thanksgiving mm-hmm. aspect? We should make, like, a little seating chart of where everyone's sitting and where we are.
Yes.
And we'll put that up on Instagram.
Ooh, yes. And also comment below actually who you guys would put next to each other. Like,
yes.
Give us some inspo while we decide our seating chart.
Yeah. And where you would want to sit.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. And who you would invite.
Yeah. Right. There's a lot that can go into this very beautiful, wonderful, chaotic Thanksgiving.
All right, you guys. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to comment below and make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.